Yeah, in time in AV.
It's all yours, go ahead.
Yeah, this morning we're recognizing the passing of John F. Keir, AK-5Z. He was 73 and he passed away on January 22nd, 2016. He was a longtime resident of Harlingen. His wife, Carolyn Ann Keir. His daughter, Jennifer Maureen Keir, Roach, I guess we pronounce it. And her husband, Russell, and his son, Jeffrey Lawrence Keir, and his wife, Claudia. He's also survived by seven grandchildren. Rebecca Roach, Rachel Roach, Sarah Roach, that's R-O-C-H-T-E, and Russell Roach, the third, John Roach, Jeffrey Keir Jr., and John Keir, and one great-grandchild, James Franklin Roach. He is predeceased by his parents, Ewell and Lily Keir, and his brother, Ewell Keir Jr., and Frederick Lawrence Keir. Dr. Keir earned degrees from Stephen F. Austin State College and Perkins School of Technology at Southern Methodist University. John began his ministry with the Methodist Church in 1963 as Rural East Church. In 1972, he was commissioned as a chaplain in the United States Army. He served various assignments for his next 20 years, earning the following medals: Legion of Merit, Meritorious Service Medal with one oak leaf cluster, Army Commendation Medal, Army Achievement Medal, and one oak leaf cluster, National Defense Service Medal with Bronze Star Service, Army Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, Army Forces Reserve Medal, Army Service Ribbon, and two Overseas Service Ribbon. Dr. Keir held certificates with many organizations pertaining to chaplaincy and counseling. In 1992, he moved to Harlingen to become director of clinical pastoral education at Valley Baptist Medical Center. 2006, he retired from the VBMC and maintained a small private counseling practice. After 45 years of service, the United Methodist Church, John retired from the Southern Texas Conference, now Rio Texas Conference. He served as a volunteer chaplain for McAllen Sector of the FBI until his death. For fun, Dr. Keir was an FAA certified single and multi-engine flight instructor and an FCC licensed amateur radio operator and volunteer examiner. John helped out a whole lot back when we had the State Emergency Operations Center. He even came up here to DPS and met with us while we were having one of our meetings. This was all on his nickel. This station will be on, or was, on Saturday, January the 30th at Buck Ashcraft Funeral Home from 3 till 5 p.m. Reverend Melissa Nelson officiated the celebration of life service at the Methodist, at the United Methodist Church of San Benito on 3 p.m. Sunday, January 31st. He was laid to rest at 10 a.m. Monday at the Rio Grande Valley State Veterans Cemetery in Mission. Any of you that wish to send any memorials, to the First United Methodist Church in San Benito at 400 Sam Houston, San Benito, Texas, 78586, or to any charity of your choice. At this time, we'll have word of scripture. Psalm 23, this is one of John's favorite, in fact. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, for knowing John and what he meant to us as ham operators, and also to the community where he lived and to the state which he lived. We just thank you, Lord, for his services. We pray that you will go with his family during these days of mourning, and we just lift him up and lift the family up. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you, Jim, and 580.
Hey, Ray. Very good. Thank you very much.